Hey, dear friends, it is June the 9th, 2010. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. On the web, we are in a series, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Events That Will Help End the World. Now listen, this is the prophetic revelation given again by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is literally called in the book of Revelation, it is called the Apocalypse of Jesu Christu, and it deals with the final revelation. It is the entire book is considered a prophecy, and the specific prophecy begins from chapter 4 on. So I encourage you to read chapter 4, then chapter 5, to see who it is that gets the right to open and give explicit detail to actual future human history that you and I are right now in. I want to welcome you to the show tonight, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the site, on the web. We are changing some of our web page, and you can go there and look. We've literally are adding some stuff, and you'll see a brand new area called Today. And it's a new area coming towards the end of the week. It'll be added on, and all the other stuff will be normal, and all the offers and free things are all there, but it might be helpful the way we've set it up. Want to say again, welcome to all the new listeners, and we appreciate you listening. We are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday nights, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, Steve Quayles. We are the guest host. We're doing the series right now, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Events That Help End the World. We are also mentioning that we will be adding 30-second commercials. We've never done this in 2.5 years. We've been offered this radio spot absolutely as a gift, and we have had it all paid for up through the end of June. But starting July 1st, we will have to take care of everything. And we've simply put it out as a prayer. If God opens that door, it will take investors and supporters and those. So if anybody is interested in that, again, you can write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Go to shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll down a little ways on the left-hand side. You'll see where it says support the work. And you can look at all of what we do. Hundreds of thousands of listeners, hundreds of thousands to the point of 1,400,000 downloads of the MP3s that we do all through the week and during the weekends. Vast work going on, 80 countries of the world, welcoming many of you from all over, live right now, and the archives later by the thousands, and again, from Russia and China and Canada and Germany, Lithuania and South America, South Africa, Barbados, all across we've seen, from our servers anyway, those who've been interested. So listen, if you believe in the work, if it's been beneficial, if you want to see it out there, if you want to see the work that we do, Shatter the Darkness and Preemption Broadcast, take a look at our support tab, and we will be, because we don't have product commercials or other commercials, we will have the 30-second support commercials, and I think that's biblical in supporting where the instruction is going out, and so we just simply lay it out there before you and trust the Lord Jesus what he will doors will stay open for us. So again, welcome tonight. We want to go into the third revelation, the black horse. Let me mention before we hit there, I got an email back from a law enforcement agent that had written a book called A Cop's Guide to Investigating Occult Crimes, Satanic Crimes, that kind of thing. So I wrote to him about the Cancun, the six individuals found in a cave in Cancun, Mexico. Now, three of them had their hearts cut out. Santa Muerte, it may have been a ritual that involved the seeking of powers. And to, again, because the drug cartels, Zetas and others, they're using, and we need to understand this, all the believers in Christ in Arizona and Texas, all along the border down there, all across the United States, and especially those who are Mexican And we've had those from Mexico live on Sunday nights linked into us listening. And we want you to know, we got downloaders, missionaries in Mexico that we've been giving free materials to. We'll give anything free to anybody in Mexico if you just ask for it. But thousands of the MP3s are all free anyway. Let me say this, that the spiritual nature of drugs that, again, darken the conscience of individuals, open the doors to the spirits, well, it's linked directly to magic, with a K, magic in the sense of sorcery and rituals. That is clearly the revelation in the book of Revelation. Concerning the last days, the ramping up of the connection between drugs and spiritual, openings and powers. And so for many, many, many years, drug cartels have had priestesses and priests, and they have sought the demon gods. And to appease the demon gods, torture, bloodshed, rituals are done to gain the favors. They believe that Santa Muerte will literally grant the answer to the prayers. Now, these prayers are not to God. Even drug cartel leaders and drug runners and all that are involved, you've got to realize that there is a heaven, there is a hell. You've got to realize that God sees it all. You've got to realize that though that's where you scarf your money, ultimately, you serve the dark side, you serve the demonic, you serve the devil himself, and you'll pay the price. Law enforcement agents that are involved in this battle, we need to make sure that they are prayed for, covered in prayer. Law enforcement agents should learn everything they can about spiritual warfare, the authority of Christ. And all along in this battle, even when I was a law enforcement police chaplain, I believe that there is a spiritual connection. The dark side in the context of rituals and crime and what they do behind the scenes. There are specific rituals for invisibility. There are rituals that are done to blind the police officers. There are rituals that are done to simply send attack and bless the cartels and the drug runners and to keep their work wide open. So please understand, I would say to every Christian, please understand that is the biblical understanding. There's the weaponization of demonic powers in the Old Testament. There is also the conjuring of the powers, for fertility, for the crops, all kinds of things. This is like the Mayans, not peaceful, spiritual, beautiful Mayans of the past, but the blood-soaked, sacrificing Mayans that appeased the demons by the thousands and thousands of human beings, horrifically in torture and in bloodshed and in radical human sacrifice. So it is going on down in Cancun. And this is most likely a type of ritual that would involve powers against maybe other drug cartels, powers against law enforcement. But now I've got this email today, and I'm kind of amazed and yet not amazed that here's what it says. Amnesty International denounced the sending of prohibited torturing implements to Mexican police and Mexican armed forces. Here's what the article's about. The Czech Republic has been caught sending how to train and the instruments for torturing that is used and supposedly going to be used by Mexican police and Mexican armed forces against the cartels. Now, these very instruments are prohibited by European Union, yet they've sent this out. Now, I'm quoting here in a publication by Amnesty International and the Omega Research Foundation, quote, "We are not able to identify the destination in Mexico or the exact Czech agency that sent the instruments, but we do know that the recipients are the Mexican police and the Mexican armed forces to be used in inflicting torture," said the official, end of quote. Now, it includes things like thumb cuffs and high-voltage stun guns. They're considered serious violations of law. Now, the comment from my friend is this, and I'm just reading his comment to me. "Keep an eye on this. I have no doubt that we are seeing the ramping up of the magical practices that he's referring to between Mexican police and the cartels. Palo Mayombe, Santeria, Amerti, Voodoo, even a Bakwa that came out of Cuba." Now, when you think of this, you've got to see that there is the seeking of demon gods. Now, there are, in videos that I've seen at the conference in St. Louis, that maybe even law enforcement would appease the demon gods, the saints that are found, the orishas that are found in Santeria and Palo Mayombe. But again, this is playing with razor blades. It's literally dancing on the razor blades. But it's part of the end of days. The ramping up of the dark side is in multiple layers and experiences and events and uses for human beings, ultimately to keep them from God, keep them from Christ, and, steal their soul. And Jesus taught that in the parable of the sower of the Word of God, that the birds of the air, in reference to Satan and the demonic realm, they come to steal away the Word of God, take it away so that people cannot believe and be saved. And I want to say that, I want to say that clearly, that's what the urgency behind this broadcast is all about. That in the end of days, the unprecedented ramping up involves Satan's work at stealing, literally stealing, the gospel, the Word of God. So there's a active a battle over the souls of people. I've got to get a drink of water here and keep myself clear. Thank you. Excuse me. Just give me a second here. If you want to during the live show, you can write to shatterthedarkness.net. Is where the website is, but shatterxmailsbcglobal.net. Let us know that you're out there, that you're praying. And to those that feel that they have come across the live show or the archives in a very supernatural way. Now, I understand from my side of the fence that it would be God's providence, God's direct leading. So maybe right now, in Cancun, maybe in Mexico, maybe on the border states, there are those that listen. I got actual emails from law enforcement agents that have mentioned some things that we have said over the last couple of days in our connection in the past with law enforcement. It's going to be radical in the days that we live, and the series that we are doing, let me say this, they are so absolutely, they are the revelations that God has given that are so massive, so enormous, that it really takes some time to think through them, take them in, understand, as in all of God's prophetic revelation, infallible, accurate, detailed, specific, irrevocable. God has given, out of the New Testament, one-third of the New Testament is biblical prophecy. For remote viewers, for psychics, for 2012ers, for those who are seeking spirit guides, non-human enhancement, and other things to look into the future. Once again, check the accuracy issues, even with Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce. They simply cannot touch nor come close to the Spirit of God's prophetic revelations, Old Testament, New Testament. This is beyond anything fallen humanity or the dark side in counterfeit prophetic insights, predictive powers have ever done. So it's amazing to me that others are not just absolutely, you know, gripping this. I went and saw the movie 2012 and saw what they viewed as fulfillment of the Mayan prophecies and the earth and the end of things and eventually the new beginning. And all the streams are saying the same thing. The end of things, chaos, catastrophe, huge earth-shaking, earth-ending issues. But then they all talk about a new day, a new age, a new world. This goes back to all the occult themes. This goes back to Albert Pike, chaos before a new world order. We all know that. All those listening right now, you understand that, whether you're political or military, which you are the prime targets. Psalm chapter 2, check it out. Revelation, check it out. You are the prime targets of the satanic agenda. You're the prime targets of the embedding of Luciferic globalism. Now, those are not terms that I use, just as a cliche. I understand the battle. I understand the ramping up. I understand from, first of all, biblical prophetic revelation. In that one-third of the New Testament, you know what we find? God gives specific, detailed, future human history, what God is going to do, what Satan is going to do, and what mankind is doing. God knows explicitly, even about you, your choices, the events in your life. If you're a believer in Christ, he knows when Satan is coming. He knows about the battle. He knows about it all. So as a believer in Christ, let me say, consume the instruction of the New Testament. Look into the prophetic writings. If you read Romans chapter 16 at the end, you will find out that the prophetic writings are inseparably connected to the evangelization of the world, God's will that every nation, America, Canada, Australia, England, Germany, Switzerland, every single nation would surrender itself, yield itself, turn itself to the living Christ and obey God and find God's blessing and God's protection and God's freedom. Outside of that, there is another force. Outside of that, there is another power. Outside of that, there is another agenda that is secretive, powerful, dark, masquerading, seductive. How in the world, if you do not have the Spirit of God, the living Christ within, the Word of God to know the difference, how are you going to have any ability to discern? If a remote viewer does not have the Spirit of God, they're not born of the Spirit of God, and they're trying to do their stuff and tap into the Akashic Records, which is this grid around the world, out the spiritual grid. It's there. I mean, there are those that are tapping into the grid, the field, the Akashic Records, the collective unconscious, the conscious universe. All the stuff that you're hearing is the fact that people are detecting something's really there. On the one hand, there's a search to kind of nail it down. On the other hand, that grid, the place of hundreds of millions of demonic presence, that network around the globe is manifesting and becoming more operative and predicted in Scripture as never before in human history. And you and I are living in those days. What is that grid? Well, you look at Ephesians chapter 2, the prince of the power of the eros. The Greek word refers to the immediate dense atmosphere around the globe. It's a spiritual presence. The realm of the demonic, the realm of, the ruler of that domain, the fallen cherub. There's an emanation. There is it's almost like a radiation in a sense, spiritually speaking. There is energy that is emanating from this realm. But the energy and the power are connected to the actual personal entities that are operative. Now that brings us to tonight in the Black Horse. That brings us to what we're talking about in this last, well, Monday night, the White Horse. Now, I want to make emphasis real quick to remind you. Number one, this is about the Spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is about God and His revelation. That is, as you read chapter 5 in Revelation, there's a scroll. It's all about prophetic future events. It has seven seals. And John is seeing this, and no one, and let me say it bluntly and clearly, because I love you, really do, and because of the love of God. Remote viewers, you can't touch this. Psychics, back to Edgar Casey, Nostradamus, all the rest. You cannot use occult means. You cannot tap in or be tapped into by the dark side, even when it masquerades as light, light workers. You cannot, by that counterfeit masqueraded presence, tap into God's revelation. When you read Revelation 5, the only one worthy to open the scroll, in all of heaven, think about the vastness of heavens, of the heavens. All the earth, all of history, under the earth, everything, the living, the dead, everything, every creature, every out of everything, everywhere, none is worthy to open the scroll that gives the detail of the catastrophic, huge, enormous, world-ending events that you and I have just begun to step into. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, it is a pictorial prophetic revelation. It is prophetic drama. It's not about the right horse and the rider, the black, red horse and the rider, the black horse and the rider, the pale horse and the rider, per se. It's what they represent. The white horse and the rider, they do not represent just the Antichrist and his apocalypse to the world only. They represent the whole picture of the conquest, the spiritual evolution, the conquest, the progressive conquest, linear progressive conquest of that whole, you know, development of globalism. It is about the spirit of Antichrist. It involves the birth of the Antichrist, Satan in human skin. It involves the rise of the regime. You and I, and we've experienced it as never before in the last 30 years, the rise of the satanic, luciferic regime, cloaked in supernatural secret power, just under the surface of the waters. It is sensed, it is felt in the air, in the secret societies, the concept of shadow government, shadow military. It is not just now a national thing or a regional thing, it is global. It is without question that billions feel it in the air. The sense of all hell coming. The sense, and many, many millions of believers, they feel it over their cities, over their nation, clearly over the United States, beyond the political talk and jargon and talking heads and all the rest, there is a spiritual conquest to seduce the United States into New Age globalism, Canada, Australia, all of Europe. New Age globalism at the surface seems like a white fluff, unite the world, peace movement type of thing. Please understand, wherever you see globalism, there is a spirit behind globalism, the prince of the power of the Eros. It is the agenda. It is the ultimate agenda. And if the Antichrist has been born, dear listener, it means that you and I are living in the very end of history, our generation. It means that he will have many more years to build the regime worldwide, be operative, and work for this globalism, saturating everything with the powers of hell, even before the apocalypse, the unveiling. The unveiling involves his visible revelation to the world, which may only involve 7 years of his work. It may be that behind the scenes, 10 or 15 years of direct work by the Antichrist. Even Daniel refers to his works in political realm, power structures, prior to his ascendancy to the, well, to the man, to the ruler of the globalism that's to come. See, he's the cause. He's developing the events, the soldiers, the things that will bring about the Red Horse issue. The chaos and the anarchy, the civil insurrection, the human butchery worldwide that may involve the death of millions, that is caused, my dear friend, by the satanic side. That fits the picture of Jesus' revelation in Matthew 24. First, the spiritual deception, then the physical chaos, anarchy issues. It fits the theme of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that before the parousia of the Lord Jesus Christ, two events will occur. One would be the great revolt. The clarity of that one little word, rebellion, when Bible interprets Bible. It's found in Acts 21:21. It's found in the reference of a coup, a regime change, a chaos, an anarchy. And the prediction is inseparably connected to the eventual apocalypse. The visible apocalypse of the Antichrist will not occur until off the heels of the, well, Red Horse and what it represents. So the emphasis tonight, and we're going to spend about a half hour into the Black Horse here in just a moment. The emphasis tonight is to tell you that the white horse and the rider represent the event. The red horse and the rider represent the event. Don't just when you listen, the reason for prophetic or pictorial revelation, like in the book of Acts when a vision is given, it is a pictorial communication, or it is communication from God in pictorial revelation. The idea of the pictorial is it helps give the enormity of the revelation of the events. It causes us to associate the communication on a pictorial level. It involves memory, by the way. Many times you can remember events and things or communicate things in life by the pictures and visual things. So the emphasis here is not just saying, well, there's a white horse coming and a rider. Well, by just saying there's a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, a pale horse, and riders, and that's all, that's not enough. The emphasis is on the what it is they represent. The white horse represents the entire birth, ascendancy, eventual apocalypse, the entire work of the Antichrist, including the powers. It's progressive, it's a conquest, it's evolutionary, and it involves inseparably the Pyros or Red Horse. The cause of it is the regime, the behind-the-scenes regime. So the Red Horse then, the event, what does it represent? An unleashing, it takes peace from the totality of the globe, my friends. And it unleashes an anarchy and chaos, a civil insurrection, no doubt skirmishes, border wars, missiles fired here and there. But the Greek words for the butchery, the slaughtering, it's not directly a term used in war. It's a word used literally in animal butchery and or animal human sacrifice. It is the concept of you know, the VTEC shooter. It would be as if someone with a knife just ran into McDonald's and began to stab everybody. But you're dealing with now hundreds of thousands that would be unleashed that would begin to butcher and slaughter. This fits the satanic, luciferic, what they have called the Black Awakening. Their development over the last 50 to 60 years of a hidden sixth column super soldier. I have engaged them for 25 years. We've written a book over 600 pages. We've outlined 24 hours of seminar material on it. Many of you have read it. Many of you have listened. Many of you have seen that. And I really encourage you to take a look into the book, the materials, everything we put out on the Black Awakening. Because there are literally hundreds of thousands of those born in Luciferic bloodlines who have been split, programmed. They have been trained as assassins, killers. They believe in and of themselves, the satanic chosen ones, all over Europe, all over Canada, all over the United States. Some estimate 4 million. Others have estimated 10 million. And that at least half of them, 5 million, 4 million, maybe even 3 million, are intact and ready to go. We've watched them as they've been triggered and unleashed. We've watched the demonized programming kick in and their willingness to with like a satanic revel, a satanic glee, look for and slaughter in random but also in targeted elimination multiple numbers of people. So the Red Horse, it's unmistakable. It will be unmistakable in Europe, unmistakable in all the United States when this Red Horse, this event erupts, blasting out, caused again by the dark side. Then you can be sure that nations will crumble, systems will crumble, people will be hiding out, weapons will be fired, millions will die. It will seem as if the world has gone crazy. There's even some movies out. 28 Days, The Crazies. It seems as though what highly trained Satanists underground, even those who are the troops, those who know they'll be a part of this, they email me, they let me know, they're licking their chops. They can't wait for the day of release. Now, I personally believe that it is the restraint of God mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2. The dark side hates this, the demons hate this. But God's sovereign finger holds back the bulging at the seams, preparedness and readiness of the dark side. And when God removes his finger, you can be sure like a dam that breaks and begins to rush out with torrent speed. So the Red Pyros Horse, the event of the Black Awakening, the chaos, the anarchy, the civil insurrection, the human butchery will begin. Are you prepared? Please understand what that will cause. In the midst of it, according to the undergrounders, according to the playbook of the Luciferians, all of them in Europe know this, those in the underground, all of those that are even trying to escape and seek freedom from the programming and all the stuff and get out of the underground system, they know this. They know this fact, that it will also be the Luciferic under the Antichrist's leadership who will help to once again unleash the triggering, stop the madness, and try to, and then the apocalypse step in to bring his fake saving of the world, Antichrist instead of Christ, fake savior, fake peace, 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 but there is no peace. Read about that in the book of 1 Thessalonians. So the regime that causes the bloodshed, chaos, anarchy, and the collapsing of nations, communications grid, food chain, oil around the world, guess what's inseparably connected? The black horse. Come and see. In this incredible revelation in drama, in pictorial form. Come and see. The black horse is unleashed. And the rider, and they represent. What do they represent? Well, let me read to you. Right out of the Word of God, here's what it says. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast or the living creature say, come, or come and see. The idea is come forth. And I beheld, or I saw, a black horse. And he that sat on him, now here's where the issue is. He had a pair of balances in his hand. Now, I'm going to tell you something real quick here, because I think the colors, the white horse counterfeit Antichrist system and person, the Pyros red horse, the idea of the flaming, hell on earth unleashed. Now, the black horse, fear, the unleashing, I believe, of the black horse has a psychological impact because it represents massive worldwide scarcity. Famine, scarcity in funds, scarcity in money. I mean, listen, if all the anarchy goes on and all the collapse of system goes on and computers worldwide are down and electrical grids are down and people have died in the streets and martial law is going on and sabotage in military and law enforcement and millions that have died and those that are surviving and survivalist and those who are protecting and this incredible survival of the end in this red horse issue, what's it going to leave behind? Buildings are bombed, wires are down, communications are down. Dead people still on the streets. Televisions are out, maybe sporadic, maybe pieces and bits of shortwave radio. Waiting and waiting. The black horse represents the scarcity. I believe there's a psychological presence behind it in the sense of fear, angst, and dread. Where's the water? Where's the food? Where's the money? In devastations in Katrina, in Haiti, and among those that went through the tsunami, immediately the issue is the scarcity of food, the scarcity of being able to get a hold of money, literally being left out in the cold without funds, without food. We've all seen end time type movies where things have been, and I just watched I Am Legend, Will Smith, and his going during the daytime into grocery stores. And, you know, that many of those places will be, even when we have bad weather in the area, you know what happens here locally? When predictions of enormously bad weather, people coming over work, they run off to the stores. They're trying to get 4 or 5 days worth of food and extra water and everything else. Think about when all hell breaks loose. Think about when the anarchy, the chaos, the black awakening. Think about when people, even if you've got 6 months of food prepared and ready, or a year, eventually it all begins to run out. The black horse and the rider represent the event of, the psychological pressure of, and the reality of massive scarcity. Primarily in the area of economics, your money, and food to sustain life. And there's two other areas. Going on with the Black Horse, we have a little bit more definition as far as the event of the Black Horse. What follows behind the massive fiery, you know, the Red Horse? What follows behind all that? Massive bloodshed, destruction, collapse, and elimination? Scarcity. Who's going to have the money? Where are you going to go get money? Will money be any good? How are you going to feed what family is left? How are you going to feed yourself? Where are you going to stay? Who are you going to trust? I believe the Black Horse is going to have that concept of dread and angst hanging in the air, the very thing Antichrist will use in promising the new economics, new food chain, and ultimately it will be used for control. That's why I think in the series, when we've said on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, the Black Horse, Wednesday night here, economics and the control that forces compliance of billions. The control. When people that were still left in Katrina, you know, there in New Orleans and so forth, when they didn't even have water to drink, food for days, trucks they couldn't get there. I mean, even when people are trying, see, you got to realize with the Red Horse issue, many millions upon millions upon millions are going to be just simply hiding out. Homes and places will be like fortresses. But when the end of that comes, what is left is the devastation everywhere, the scarcity of food, the literal sense of famine. What happens when hundreds of thousands of people in cities don't have food and don't have water? Where are they going to go get it? Who are they going to get it from? Is this going to continue the battles, the stealing, the taking, the hoarding? The concept of the Black Horse, the event, the effect, when you read this, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. We're talking about, in the calculations here, some scholars calculate the concept that food will be 12 times as much. I would say that if you're buying a gallon of milk for a couple of bucks, you're now talking, listen, I would say you may be talking $30, $40. The concept of scarcity, the concept of greed. Look what happens in Haiti and other places when that devastation is going on. Even when relief food is sent, who hoards it, who steals it, who takes it, and then uses it in extortion to sell out. Now, the Antichrist, and I'm going to just share the opinion here. I believe the Antichrist regime and the entire system, and the Antichrist himself, they know that this is going to be the effects. So as they rise as a regime, and he rises in his apocalypse to the world, and offers to the world the solution, the answer, the giving of a false peace, because it once was taken away, what, for 6 months, a year? I don't know how long the red, fiery Red Horse and rider, the event of the Black Awakening will go, you know, how long will it go on? It won't be one night, it won't be 1 week, it won't be 1 month. But even when it's called off and order is beginning to be laid out, well, where are you going to find your food? This is why I think that Steve Quell and many others and Tom Horn, and we've done this in the book, what preparations? We've given you specific details. I mean, materials to read. If you feel it in the air, if you read the biblical revelation, then what are you preparing for? I think that you should prepare for 6 months to a year or more, doing all that you can. Now, I'm saying, in the context, and if you read what I put out about it, ultimately our trust in Christ and the enormous supernatural provision and ability of God to help us. That will be clear. But please understand that where the effects of the Black Horse and the rider, the scarcity of both food, of funds, the scales, the measurement of what things are going to cost, the unbelievable scarcity, the extortion, and ultimately the luciferic use of the world's food and economic power will be to force people into compliance. Hey, we'll feed your family and give you all this food if you take the mark, if you join the system. If you don't want to take the mark, if you don't want to join the system, then we can't give you the food. We can't give you the access. We can't give you the right to get food. Now, when I read here also, when it says, well, and see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Right. The oil and the wine. Will it be scarce also? Yes. Oil, those two objects there, oil and wine, are considered, not just luxuries, but highly, you know, they're expensive. Look at the oil issues now worldwide. Look at, even in the day this would have been written, the concept of oil lighting lamps and what it was used for. But specifically, this is about the future, about our day. Look at the Gulf spill. Look at the oil issues. Look at the billions and billions. So when all hell does break loose and create the massive anarchy and butchery and absolutely ripping apart nations and cities, well, please understand that when the world begins to pull itself back together, and when the Antichrist and the regime, who have already prepared for this, who do you think is going to have the money and the power behind the food chain, the economics, the oil, and the luxury items? Even if they're scarce, who's going to hold the power? What government will rise out of the chaos? Everything in Daniel, everything in Revelation depicts the unveiling of the globalist system under a masqueraded Satan in human skin. My friends, we're talking about events that end the human race. We're saying that by the time the black horse and the actual event of the fear, the angst, the dread of not having food, not having money, the cost of any kind of commodity being 12 times or maybe 50 times as much, the power of the control of globalism, the coming globalism, who gets the oil? Who gets the food, how much it's going to be, and what are the conditions to receive it? Well, in the book of Revelation, obviously under the beast, the world will see him as first a savior. God says he's a beast, a beast. You've got to understand the pinnacle of radical evil has appeared, masqueraded for a few years as a seeming political, military, economic savior of humanity. The ultimate betrayal. If you do not have your spiritual life ready now, when will you get it together? If you do not know the living Christ now, have the Spirit of God in you, and know the Word of God, what spirit do you have? If you are a New Ager, a remote viewer, a psychic viewer, if you are a reader of the dead, listen, if you are involved in embracing the finite spirit, you are being blanketed, you are being layered, you are being drawn in, you will be struck. You will be struck with the powers that have already laid foundations in your life, gripping you to embrace the globalism and the Antichrist. How are you going to break through the pinnacle of spiritual deception? How are you going to break through and know exactly if you don't know the infinite God with the Spirit of God dwelling within, giving you the discernment? Does anybody want Holy Spirit discernment, Holy Spirit perception? Does anybody want the ultimate authority behind all of existence dwelling within you, being the personal God that is, well, in God's revelation of his work, everything is done and all that will be done is for the salvation of your life, of humanity. Everything that Satan does, God will be working to save the most. When all hell breaks loose and people begin to run, we pray that if you're not saved yet, you will run to the living Christ who died on that cross, shed his blood, you know, was buried, rose from the dead by the power of the Spirit of God, and blasted apart the finality of death, giving the gift of indestructible immortality. My dear friend, why embrace the dark spirits? Why embrace alternative supernatural events, voices, presence, power, and non-human enhancements? They are only there to bait you, blind you, preoccupy, distract, and even use your life to promote the darkest agenda of seduction and deception, can I emphasize, that has never been manifest in human history or will again. Can I emphasize that the pinnacle of deception God reveals will be the cause of the pinnacle of destruction? A third of the human race, billions ultimately, will be slaughtered and died in those last 7 years. Specifically, the last 3.5. Environmentalists, economists, politicians, military men and women, I beg you in the sight of God, listen. Psalm chapter 2, 3, 1,000 years ago predicted this. New Agers, those who claim to be light workers, psychics and remote viewers, 2012ers, seekers, occultists, and even you Satanists that listen now. Now is the day of salvation, of God's favor. At the moment that you're listening to my voice, the Spirit of God is literally, I have no question, gripping your life, your heart, your mind, summoning you to come to God, summoning you to come to Christ, to find the ultimate gift. Either way, we all die, and if you die in your sin, if you die in your rejection of God, if you die as an atheist who says, I don't want God now, it is very clear you won't get God later. You will lose your soul. You see, dear friend, you and I, we are the sinners. We are the ones in error. We open the door for this radical evil. The Word of God predicts that humanity in rejection to God and rejection of God's mission, God's salvation, will open up to the alternative. And when the alternative is opened up to, it's not the new age of Aquarius. It's not an evolution to deity. It's as it was in the beginning. Separation from God forever. Eternal death. I beg you. I beg you, listen to the words of the living Christ. In John's Gospel, chapter 7, I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his or her inmost being, the power of God, the power of the Spirit of God, the gift of eternal life, the ability to know God personally. Listen, if you're listening live right now, I know that many of you are believers in Christ. Stand up, be clothed in the power of God, and be in the mission of God. Read the book of Acts, the safest place, the most powerful place, the place where men and women of God are powerful in prayer, powerful in witness, powerful in seeing God's supernatural acts, is when we are in obedience to Christ, doing the mission of God. At the very least, read the Philip Factor, Acts chapter 8. Look at God's ability in the midst of anarchy and scattering and chaos and threat and fear. When the pinnacle of chaos, anarchy, insurrection, death, hell on earth is unleashed. When they come looking for pastors and leaders and eliminate and assassinate and do all that they're doing. And even though millions, millions, and millions, and millions will survive, only to enter into the next phase. The clear apocalypse of the Antichrist is unveiling. He's already doing all this stuff, but is unveiling. The results of all of that, the black horse. Scarcity. Right now, four questions or four statements. Right now, as we are living in the midst of the Gulf and the oil and world events and Korea and everything else, Iran, Israel, Gaza, all the stuff. Four things I want to say quickly. Number one, expect deeper, broader greed. Number two, expect economic destabilization and the shifting of controls to global leadership behind the scenes. That's what it's all going to move to. We know that. Number three, expect economic siphoning, as has been done. Where are all the billions and billions and billions of dollars going? I'm going to tell you clearly, ultimately, when people say it's going to globalism, the Antichrist, in my opinion, who's already alive, in my opinion, who's already operative behind the scenes, closely linked to the political, military, and deeply connected to the economic buildup for his regime, is already there. Where's all the billions and billions, if not trillions, going to? The coffers of the Antichrist himself. He will need billions and trillions and the power of economics to pull about the fake world political, economic, and even food chain salvation. But he'll use it for control. He'll use it for compliance. It is very important that we do store up. Even the book of Proverbs talks about the ant that stores. The Word of God would teach the principle of storing up, but don't neglect. I'm storing up and I'm preparing to use it for many others, to connect with others. I said expect greed, number one. Expect economic destabilization. Number three, expect economic siphoning. And number four, expect globalist control. My dear friends, we're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Take a look at the site. Consider the possibility of support investment into this work. We love you. God's blessing and the revelation and power of Jesus Christ be upon you. Good night.